Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. And it's just you and me. I'm going to deliver, in the time we have left this hour, I'm going to deliver the small business response to President Obama's State of the Union speech. He delivered it last night, and it was a long speech, over an hour, and he had a lot of things in there. My general overall perception of his speech is that it touched a lot of things. It covered a lot of areas, but it was virtually devoid of specifics. There was nothing specific, and I'm going to talk about that in a little bit. But there were some good news in there. There were some things in his speech that I liked, and I want to talk about that. I want to talk about the things that I liked about his speech first. And then I want to talk about some things. Then we're going to talk about it from a small business standpoint. Specifically, what did he say that would help small businesses? But in general, overall, just as an American, here are some of the things that I liked about what he said. He talked about from an energy standpoint, he talked about more nuclear power. I think that's a good thing, folks. There's no reason why we shouldn't have nuclear power. We've led the way in nuclear power technology for generations, but yet we have had no new nuclear power plant in the United States in, you know, over 30 years. So we should be doing more nuclear power. That makes a lot of sense from an energy standpoint. He also said he talked about more oil and gas exploration. And, you know, a lot of people in his party aren't going to like that, but that was a good thing. I like the fact that he said that he opened the door for that. That's good. We have oil and gas here in this country. We should be using and not buying as much from other people. We should be getting it from our own area. So that's good news. I like that. He also put a freeze on spending for 3 years. But, of course, it won't happen this year. It won't happen until next year. I like that attitude. That's a good attitude. That's an important attitude. Unfortunately, because they could only freeze spending on the incidentals, not the entitlements, not national security, etc. Because of that, even though it's a good idea to freeze spending, to get our debt in control, it's not going to amount to an awful lot. There's just not. I mean, even his own numbers is a couple of $300 billion over 10 years. Well, in a multi-trillion dollar budget over 10 years, that's really a small percentage. But I like the attitude. I'm glad that he said those things. He also encouraged what I'm calling a new era of comity between the parties. I'm glad that he said that. I hope that he will deliver on that. I hope that he will reach across the aisle and bring whoever else is on the other side of the aisle, Republicans, mugwumps, independents, whoever they are, I hope he'll bring them into the process. And this era of comedy has to happen from both parties, from Republicans and Democrats. So that was a good thing. I like that he said that. He also laid down some hard law to Iran. He basically fired a shot across Iran's bow and said, you know, basically you've got to behave yourself. And it'll be interesting. This next year, 2010, will be a year of reckoning for Iran. There are a lot of things there that are going to take place. And the United States is going to be involved in that. So I'm glad to know that he is on record as being basically making a statement, a tough statement toward Iran. I think that's an important thing. Global, every earthling needs the Iranian situation to be resolved without some kind of a war or some kind of a problem or something like that, some kind of nuclear issue for sure. So that was a good thing. So I liked those things. Those were good things that he talked about. But here's something else, though, that he said. Two things he said. He said people are saying, why can't politicians in Washington solve our problems? That's a quote from him. And then he said later in the end of his speech, we still need to govern to solve problems. Well, the thing is, folks, government creates more problems than they solve. So the less government we have, the less problems we will have. And that's one of the places that he and I differ quite a bit. I believe in smaller government, and he doesn't. And when we come back, I'm going to talk about some things that he talked about that are specifically for small business, things that will benefit, theoretically, will benefit small businesses, and then we'll talk about whether they actually will or not. That's 20 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.